Blog Talk Radio.
I'm calling out your name. Won't you come near to me? I've been missing those times we've had. So give me that passion again. And a heart of clay that you can mold into a heart that's pure, broken for you. Crying, will you open to me?
hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you for everybody that's joining me on tonight, Lord God. Bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. In any area where they need you most, God, bless them, God. Now sit me down, Lord God, and you stand mightily in me tonight, Lord God. Say what you want to be said to your people, that they may be well fed when they get off the air tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor and praise. Amen. My foundational text tonight comes from Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through 34, and I will be reading from the NIV. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Reiterating verse 31. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." The title of today's message is "Come and Rest a While." Again, the title of tonight's message is "Come and Rest a While." Come and rest a while. When life is pulling at you left and right, when there is more to do than you can do, God says, come and rest a while. Notice in tonight's foundational text, the apostles sent out as missionaries according to the Amplified Bible. They had been out teaching and doing some other things. And still, many people were coming and going to the point that they had no time to eat. When you juggle many activities on a daily basis and you don't take the time to eat properly, sooner or later your body will shut down. So Jesus, being fully aware of how the human body works, ordered his apostles, his disciples, to drop everything and come with him by themselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And some of you on tonight need to get some rest. That's the order from God tonight. Get some rest. And notice, the world didn't stop because they chose to take a break from it all and get some rest. The text says the people were still coming, running on foot ahead of them. It's not logical to think that those who need you will stop coming. They won't. But you will be no good to anyone without proper rest. But you will be no good to anyone without proper rest. Wife, mother, husband, father, teacher, preacher, whoever you are on tonight, and whatever role you play in the life of others, the first step to helping someone is to first help yourself. The first step to helping someone else to first help yourself. Beloved, you must take time to eat and get some rest. If you are not taking the time to eat, taking the time to get proper rest, if the demands on your life are that great, you are far too busy. If the demands on your life are that great that you can't eat, that you can't get the proper rest, then guess what? You are far too busy. God doesn't want you to suffer from burnout. Hear me tonight. God does not want you to suffer from burnout. He doesn't want you to feel fatigued, whether it be physical fatigue or mental fatigue. Somebody tonight is so tired. Seems everyone depends on you for everything. There's not enough hours in the day to fulfill it all, though you try. There's not enough hours to fulfill it all, but you try. And your body is slowly paying the price. Somebody else tonight is weary with the responsibility of running a business, running a ministry, going to school, etc. You are everybody's role model. You are everybody's role model. Yet some mornings you find it hard to roll out of bed. Mentally, you are overwhelmed. If you have to make one more decision about anything, that's how you feel. If I have to just make one more decision about anything, and your mind is stressing because of it, and your mind is stressing because of it. Just as Jesus said to his apostles after hearing all the things they had been doing, toppled with the fact that they hadn't had time to eat, God says, come and rest a while. Get away by yourself for a while and rest. Just rest. Stopping to put yourself first for a few minutes in the midst of a hectic day is not selfish. Stopping to put yourself first for a few minutes in the midst of a hectic day is not selfish, but very necessary. It is very necessary that you take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of anyone else. In order to keep your body in working condition, rest. To keep your mind mentally sharp, rest. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Beloved, on tonight, you need to know that rest is a gift. The scripture says, I will give you rest. Rest is a gift given to you. It is your privilege. In tonight's text, Jesus orders his disciples to come away by themselves with him and get some rest. I wonder how many of you on the phone, online, can look back and realize it now via the prompting of the Holy Spirit. God has been talking to me about getting some rest. He has been talking to you about getting some rest. Obey God. Rest. It's okay to rest. Jesus orders his apostles to come away by themselves with him and get some rest. There's one problem. Verse 33 of Mark 6 says, but many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Verse 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. Notice what the text says. He had, singular, not they had, plural, compassion on them. The apostles had no part of this. The apostles had no part of this, though they were there. The text says Jesus alone had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he, again, singular, by himself, him alone, not the apostles, but he, Jesus, began teaching them many things. I love that because it showed that Jesus did not disturb the apostles after ordering them to get some rest. He did not go back and disturb them after he told them to get some rest. No, Jesus chose to let the apostles, his disciples, rest, and he took it on himself to teach the people. Because remember, the scripture says that he saw them and he began teaching them. It says nothing about the apostles. He began teaching them many things. God wants to take much of your load on himself as well, so that you can rest. God wants to take much of your load on himself so that you can rest. The same way Jesus had compassion on the people and taught them, God has compassion on your situation and wants to teach you ways you can better organize your life so that you can rest and have proper time to eat and rest as you should. If you remember the movie Superman with the actor Christopher Reeve, then you remember that even Clark Kent needed time away from others to become Superman. That's what the phone booth was about, getting away for a few minutes and becoming. If you remember the movie Superman with the actor Christopher Reeve, then you remember that even Clark Kent needed time away from others to become Superman. Beloved, on a regular basis, you're attempting to be Superman, to be Superwoman, without ever getting away to become. Clark Kent went into the phone booth to become Superman. Being that strong doesn't happen without time and separation. Being that strong doesn't happen without time and separation. All God is saying tonight, come and rest a while. Get some rest. Let me show you how strong you can really become. Let me show you how strong you can really become. Rest, rest, rest. Fatigue is an enemy that can be avoided. Hear me tonight. Fatigue is an enemy that can be avoided. You don't have to grow weary and faint. You do not have to grow weary and faint. This is your due season. That's a word for somebody. This is your due season. Your season to somehow incorporate rest into your busy schedule. Another time in Scripture, the human need for rest was displayed in John 4. We see Jesus traveling on foot to meet with a Samaritan woman. And John 4 and 6 clearly states, Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. He sat down by the well. Before he would meet the Samaritan woman, he took a moment to rest. Before he would meet the Samaritan woman, he took a moment to rest. See, beloved, you don't jump from meeting to meeting, from class schedule to class schedule, from work duty to another work duty. You don't go from obligation to obligation. Somewhere along there, you must take some time to rest. If Jesus needed rest, then you need to rest. If Jesus needed rest, then you need to rest. We rework those schedules, organize your life better, and get some rest. Before you meet with business associates, meet with coworkers, friends, before you go to that parent-teacher meeting, pick up the kids from school, etc., whatever your life entails, get some rest. Whatever your life entails, the first thing you need to do is get some rest. Take time to eat. God says, come and rest a while. At this time, if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1, and I will pray with you. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for joining me on tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
This is my first time.
Welcome.
Thank you. I received the word. I have been weary. My mind has been weary. A lot of things going on, and I do need to rest physically, mentally. Just get away from everybody for a while and to rest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of demands on me with school, work, and I was even thinking on taking a second job. I can't do it. It's really wearing me down.
No, what you need to do is trust God that He will make what you already have be enough, because you don't need to add on anything else. And
right.
We're going to pray your strength on tonight.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister joining me on tonight, Lord God. I thank you that the word was on point for her tonight, Lord God, that you are saying to her that she needs to get some rest. Lord God, therefore, tonight I impart your strength into her system, Lord God, into her spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call for strength to her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, rejuvenate her body, Lord God, for everything that she extends to everybody else, God. Everything that she's been to everybody else, Lord God, let her find a way to get some rest, Lord God, to put some things that are not totally not necessary, Lord God, on the back burner. Believing, Lord God, that you will make all ends meet for her, Lord God, that she will not go in lack, Lord God, that she will not have bills adding up, Lord God, because she does not have a second job, Lord God. But she is trusting you, Lord God, to make it work out, God. And I believe with her, God, that you're going to do it, Lord God. We come against the spirit of weariness, Lord God. We come against anything coming against her mind, Lord God, that's causing her not to sleep, Lord God, that's causing her to just constantly worry, Lord God, that she can't think clearly, Lord God, and she can't enjoy the life that you've given to her, Lord God. We come against those spirits, Lord God, and say on tonight, she will begin to enjoy herself. She will begin to slow down and do like the disciples, Lord God. She will get before you in your presence, Lord God, and lay her knees before you, Lord God, and you will meet them, Lord God. As she rests, Lord God, you will meet them. As she eat and take care of herself, God, you will meet them. And we give you honor and glory and praise for meeting her every need. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is there anybody else on the phone tonight that desires prayer? If so, press 1 at this time. If not, we're going to go to a song. This is A Little Longer by Brian and Jen Johnson. And after the song, I'm going to come back and give you some information, and we're going to pray ourselves out. If you need to contact me for prayer or private consultation, you can always do so by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690, or email, as some people prefer to do, prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Connect with me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page if you have not done so already. And also visit the ministry website at prolificfire.com. Songs played on tonight were Broken for You by Brian and Jen Johnson. A Little Longer by Brian and Jen Johnson. Next Monday, the speaker will be Prophetess Paige. She will be back once again with a message entitled Behind the Scenes, Unmasking What You Never Knew, the Truth About What God Can Do Even Now. Let's pray. Father God, Let all those who need to rest, need to eat, find a moment in the day to cater to themselves and their own needs, that they may be refreshed, renewed in body and mind. We come against the spirit of fatigue, weariness, sluggishness will not overtake them. Like Clark Kent, they will take a moment every day to regain their strength. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you all. I love you all. Until next Monday. Good night.